Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mia and James with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a Gold Coast teenager has been charged after allegedly creating a list ranking female students. The 17-year-old boy has been accused of creating a list system ranking female students from Foxwell State Secondary College in Coomera on categories such as abduction material and worse. The boy is not a part of the school or any other state school and will be dealt by the Youth Justice Act. Leaked documents have revealed showing that the Moreton Bay Council was unlawfully regulating dogs between the years of 2016 and 2022. Letters have been obtained displaying that any fines, empowerments or other dog-related directives given or ordered by the council were unlawful. The Moreton Bay Council is denying these claims and inviting any dog owners who believe they have been impacted to contact them. In national news, Australia's largest warship is undergoing emergency mechanical repairs to address the engine defects after only 3 years in service. The HMAS Stalwart is Australia's second and final auxiliary oil replenishment vessel that is supposed to carry fuel, ammunition and other supplies for deployed forces. Last year, it was revealed that sailors serving aboard the vessel were forced to drink bottled water after a contamination problem linked to plumbing was discovered.
New South Wales health data reveals that whooping cough and pneumonia figures are at their highest point since 2016 and are unusually high in school-aged children. The number of young children presenting to hospital with pneumonia is more than double that it was this time last year. According to health experts Dr. Rebecca Hoffman and Professor Robert Boy, the social distancing during the COVID-19 pandemic meant that children were not exposed to other respiratory illnesses and so are now more susceptible. Professor Boy said that whooping cough could be very serious for some people, particularly newborn babies. In international news, under new plans announced by the White House, nearly 500,000 undocumented spouses of US citizens would be able to apply for permanent residency and eventually citizenship and would be shielded from deportation for 3 years. The ruling would allow a path to citizenship for immigrants who have lived in the US for 10 years and are married to a US citizen. It could also potentially allow the same for about 50,000 undocumented children with a parent married to a US citizen. Senior officials anticipate that applications will open by the end of the US summer and will be carried out over the coming months. For your weather today, Brisbane is crisp. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.2, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.